I talked to Chip this morning, and we talked about the weather situation, so that's why we decided to bump practice up a little bit. I thought yesterday was a real good day for us. We got a lot out of it. Got pretty much everything we expected, a lot of good situational work, a lot of good one-on-one work. You know, our team saw some things that we hadn't seen before that we had to adjust to, which is good. Got a good opportunity to go through the film and make some corrections and see how we're able to do today. Got some new situations, and we'll certainly repeat some of the things that came up yesterday, so we'll see how we do them within the second time around. But it's a good day yesterday, real good.
Is there anything in particular that you liked, I mean, that stuck out that you might have not been so sure about until you saw the team go against?
No, I just thought that the overall practice was good. I thought our players worked hard. We worked together. We had good competitive practices. We both got a lot out of it. We're a better team today than we were yesterday. Yeah, no, we've done plenty of that, and I know they have too. We've probably felt like just to be better for practice to, you know, be able to communicate everything, make sure everybody understood the situations that we're going through and all that. So, but we've done it, they've done it. You know, I don't think it's that big a deal one way or the other.
So what do you want about, like, especially with the young receivers, when you get young players, you get them out.
It's good for everybody. It's good for every play. Young players, young coaches, old coaches. Good for all of us. It's good experience and good opportunity for us to get back into playing football and coaching football. We haven't been doing it for, you know, since January, and now we're out making coaching decisions. Players are reacting to the plays. They've been training, they've been running, they've been conditioning, but playing football is, you know, it's a skill that you got to get acclimated to. So it's a good opportunity for all of us. I think, we should learn something every day we come on the field at every position. That includes receivers, but it includes everybody.
They showed you some read option yesterday. Do you think there'll be more of that in the league now that you see more dual purpose quarterbacks? Do you think it's like a bad, like a wildcat?
I don't know.
Is it something that you have to prepare for more?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, we got into the Wildcat. That was something we prepared for every week. Some teams did it. Some teams didn't. Most every team that we played a couple years ago had at least shown it at some point during the year, maybe not necessarily against us, but against another opponent, you know, whoever their Wildcat type player was. And you know, I think there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that aren't going to run a read, you know, riding aside or that option type of thing. Then there's other quarterbacks that are capable of running it. Whether they do or don't depend on their scheme and, you know, their offensive coordinator and coach and all that. But, yeah, we definitely have to work on it and be ready for it. But I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go.
You say a lot around this time of year. You want to see how players respond to certain types of stressful situations. Is today a day that you want to see Aaron Dobson bounce back after yesterday?
I think, again, this is a great opportunity for every one of us, every player, every coach to, you know, to come out here and compete against a good football team that we're not that familiar with. So that's good for all of us.
So was there anything he could have done differently in that situation, or is his sort of, you know, removal from the practice more of a circumstance of a prior agreement that you can't really work out at the moment?
Yeah, I think Coach Kelly covered it yesterday. I don't have anything to add. Yeah, plenty of them. I mean, they got a lot of good football players. Yeah, no, it was very competitive. I thought they were most every drill. They had some advantages at times, and we had some advantages at times. I thought it was very competitive all the way around. I made some good plays on offense, defense, special teams. I thought we made some good plays, but I didn't think it was. I thought it was a real competitive practice in each of the drills, the one-on-one drills, the team drills, special team drills. I thought it was competitive all the way across the board. They got plenty of good players.
Quarterbacks even like that, how much does that help them? There isn't that big a drop-off to go against that kind of competition.
Okay, about what now?
D-line, you know, they're more experienced, your D-line and linebacker, to go against big holes, like rotating that way, just more of a, rather than a big difference in one of the twos.
But, I mean, again, we're not familiar with the Eagles. You know, we didn't play them last year. They have a new staff. They have a new system. So it's new for all of us, too, even the experienced guys. That what they're doing, the way they run their offense is a lot different than the way, obviously, Andy ran it. And we don't have that much experience with any of their players. So it's a good learning experience for all of us. Yeah, well, Devin's had a good spring. You know, he's one of our best prepared players, both physically and mentally. Has a very good understanding of the overall defense and has gotten more experience at the safety position. He's also worked on a corner. So he's a great team player. He's been a captain since his second year in the league. So wherever we need him, I know he's prepared to play and do the best he can for the team. That's one of the things we all love about Devin. He's a great team player. He's a good player, does a lot of different things, kicking game, defense, safety, corner, nickel, whatever it happens to be. But he's very dependable, he's very consistent, and he works hard, puts the team first. So, you know, it's really, there's really not much to not like about him. It's pretty much all good.
Even though Adrian is a veteran in this league, it's obviously his first year in your system. Do you see him leaning on Devin a little bit to sort of where you need to be and how we do it?
Well, you know, Adrian's a pretty experienced player. He's got good instincts. So, yeah, I mean, at times there's different calls or situations that'll come up that Steve or Devin will talk to him about. But, I mean, most everything he's doing, he's done before. It was just called differently or maybe structured a little bit differently. But, you know, Adrian's a pretty experienced player, and he's got a little different playing style than some of the other guys we have at that position. So, but he's doing well. I think it's coming together for him and for the entire group. Yeah, I think he's bigger than Rodney, but I mean, I think each player is a little bit different. We'll see. I mean, we've only been working with him, you know, less than 2 weeks in training camp, so you know, we get into games and get into other situations, we'll see. You know, I'll get a better look at his style and our system, but he's certainly got a lot of skills. You can see why he's had a good career in this league. Does a lot of things well. He's smart. He works hard. He's a tough kid. So we'll see how it all works out. Evaluation of
the roster. Like when you make a decision to cut, how guys fit
in. It's part of the picture, sure. Part of the picture. Yep, no question. We've seen him against some of our matchups. We'll see him against some matchups with the Eagles. We'll see him in some game situations. We'll see him in matchups against Tampa and Detroit. It's all part of it. It's a mosaic. There's a lot of components of it. Let's try to evaluate them all and do the best we can, make the best decisions that we can for our team. Yeah, we talked about that this morning. You know, we told them what the situation was. I mean, it's either practice now or risk practicing the lightning, and we're not going to do that. So, you know, let's make the change and get out there and get it done. I mean, nobody said anything. They just, you know, they want to go to work. They want to compete. This is what they've trained all offseason for, is to play football. So now's our chance to do it. We're all excited for the opportunity.
Does it make a lot of difference in having a more experienced defense at this point than too many offensive pieces you're trying to fit in? It seems like you've got more guys familiar with things on the team.
All right, there's changes on your team every year. Every team in the league has them. Sometimes they're at one position. Next year they're at another position. But there's changes every year. So there's always adjustments that you have to make. You always have new players. You always have players that were on your team that aren't on it anymore. Every team in the league has that every year. It's not anything new.
Is that a question? Is that in tomorrow's practice? I brought up all the positives that we've already talked about in these sessions.
Tomorrow's practice.
Tomorrow's joint practice.
Right.
I wasn't sure if that was already scheduled.
Yes.
It was already scheduled.
Yeah, we're going to do some situation work tomorrow. Yep, today is going to be kind of like yesterday, a little bit different, but pretty much the same. Tomorrow is going to be with more emphasis on situations, and it's just to change emphasis a little bit tomorrow, do some different things. Okay. All right, great. Thank you.